The sticky notes that weren't supposed to exist. In the late 1960s, a scientist named Spencer Silver was working in a laboratory at the 3M company in Minneapolis, Minnesota. His job was to develop new adhesives, glues and tapes and bonding agents. The company wanted him to make something strong, the stronger the better, a super adhesive that could bond materials together permanently. Silver tried a new combination of chemicals. He mixed them, tested the result, and found that he had created something unusual. But it wasn't what he was looking for. Instead of a super strong glue, he had made the opposite. An adhesive that stuck to things lightly, held on gently, and peeled off cleanly without leaving any residue behind. You could press a piece of paper onto a surface and pull it off again, over and over. The glue never wore out and never left a mark. It was, by every standard that mattered for his assignment, a failure. A glue that doesn't glue things permanently is not a useful adhesive. But Spencer Silver didn't throw it away. He looked at his failed experiment and thought, "This is interesting. This doesn't do what I was trying to make it do, but it does something else, something I haven't seen before. Maybe it's the right answer to a question I haven't thought of yet." For 5 years, Silver walked around the 3M company with his strange, weak glue, showing it to anyone who would listen. He gave presentations. He handed out samples. He'd stick a piece of paper to a wall and peel it off again, saying, "Look, it sticks, but it doesn't really stick. Isn't that something?" Colleagues would nod politely and say they couldn't think of a use for it. A glue that doesn't permanently bond anything? What's the point? 5 years of showing people, and nobody bit. Then, in 1974, a scientist named Art Fry had a small problem. Fry sang in a church choir, and he used little scraps of paper to bookmark the pages in his hymnal, marking which songs they'd sing that Sunday. The bookmarks kept falling out. Every Sunday, he'd open his hymnal, and the scraps of paper would flutter to the floor. It was a tiny annoyance, the kind of thing most people would just live with. But Fry remembered Spencer Silver's strange adhesive. He'd seen one of Silver's presentations years earlier, a bookmark that stuck to the page lightly, held its place, didn't fall out, but peeled off without tearing the paper or leaving a mark. That was exactly what Silver's glue did. Fry got some of the adhesive from Silver and made a small pad of paper with a strip of the weak glue along one edge. It worked perfectly. A little yellow rectangle that stuck where you put it and came off clean when you pulled it. He started using them at work, sticking notes on documents, on his desk, on reports he was sending to colleagues. People who received a document with one of Fry's little yellow notes stuck to it immediately asked, "Where can I get those?" But 3M still wasn't sure anyone would actually buy them. The company tested them in a few cities. Sales were disappointing. The product sat on store shelves. People who hadn't used them didn't understand what they were for. Then someone had an idea. Instead of trying to sell the pads, give them away. Let people try them. 3M sent boxes of free samples to offices across the city of Boise, Idaho. Secretaries, managers, accountants, everyone got a free pad of sticky notes. Once people started using them, sticking notes on documents, leaving messages on desks, marking pages, making to-do lists on the wall, they were hooked. When the free pads ran out, 90% of the people who tried them wanted to buy more. Post-it notes became one of the most successful office products in history. They exist today in dozens of colors and sizes, in every office and classroom and kitchen in the world. They exist because one scientist made the wrong thing and kept it for 5 years. And another scientist, picking up a fallen bookmark during a hymn, realized that the wrong answer to one question was the perfect answer to a completely different question.